I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Afternoon, America. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog here on the American Awakening, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We are going to be having Michael, who is going to call in and give us an update as to what's going on. He's going to spend a little time with us, and then we're going to be going into the rest of the show. As you know, today is the day being celebrated as the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A lot of people are happy about that, and some people are not happy about that. I saw some protest going on someplace down in Louisiana, I think it was. I think all of maybe 12 people showed up for that. Well, regardless of how you feel about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we're going to talk about what he said actually inspired him, and that is the works of Henry David Thoreau, and specifically his treatise on civil disobedience. In the meantime, I think we got Mike on the line. You with us, Michael?
Yes, sir. I'm sitting here in the right seat, my friend. You've got the reins, and you're driving the covered wagon. I'm with
you. Yeehaw!
Listen, I wanted to mention I'm going to be, traveling tomorrow, so I won't be on the air. But I wanted to make sure that the listening audience knows that Wednesday, Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to be on with me. And this is, folks, this is a must listen show. I want you to call everybody that you can, you can name, that you can get into your telephone book, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, everybody. And there's a reason for this. Originally, we were going to do 2 hours, and I had been negotiating with his agent back and forth, and first they had agreed to do 2 hours on my show, and then the agent came back and said, well, Judge Napolitano cannot do that. He can only give you 30 minutes. And as you know, Tim, 30 minutes is not enough time to get any great detail on anything. So basically what he's going to cover, he's going to outline some of the specifics of the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill. But I wanted to mention the reason that I want everybody to listen, and everybody to all their friends and neighbors and so forth, because I may just have a little surprise for everybody right down at the bottom of the hour, just prior to Judge Napolitano leaving. Then after he leaves, I'm going to cover. I went out the other day, Tim, and I bought his book, and I intend to read it on the plane tomorrow. I read a couple of chapters out of it. But there's some interesting nuances that I want to share with the listening audience, that, and then get the feedback on what their thoughts are about it. So it's going to be a great show, and I wanted to make sure that everybody knows about it and everybody tunes in.
All right. Excellent. I am looking forward to this as well. Dead is going to be excellent. I know that you're going to ask some good questions, and we're going to hear what he has to say. He's been very popular, I know, of late in some of the patriot circles, especially his book, Constitutional, what was that called, Disorder or something?
Constitutional Chaos, and I'm sitting here looking at his book, A Nation of Sheep, yes.
There we go. All right, folks, we got a break. We're going to be coming right back. Talking a little bit more with Michael here on the American Awakening on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in 3. Join us. It'll be fun. You'll like it.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here with Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. So, Michael, anything else going on, my friend?
Well, you know, I just I was just observing today, Tim, this technological society that we have become and the nation of automation. I sat here and watched my son. Now, my son has a vehicle that he just purchased here about a week ago, and I wanted to share this with the audience because I'm telling you, it was if it wasn't so tragic, it would be hilarious. He bought a vehicle about a week, less than a week ago, and you know, they gave him one of these Carfaxes or whatever they thing says that has an auto buyback guarantee if you can find anything wrong with listed on the Carfax. So his insurance company informs him that the car had been in two accidents, of which is completely opposite of what the Carfax tells him. So his insurance company gives him a number to call. He calls this number, and I sat here, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this. I sat here and listened to both sides of the conversation, a totally automated phone call up to the human being that asked him every question under the sun. Security number, address, phone address.
Michael? Ah, I think we lost Michael. Maybe he'll call back. Carrie, see if we can get him back on, okay? Anyway, well, I can appreciate what Michael was having to say, dealing with this automated society. I absolutely... Are you back, bud?
I'm back. I don't know what's happening here. I'm sitting in the same spot I was sitting in Friday, And for some reason, the reception on my T-Mobile cell phone is not doing well. So if I cut off another time, you may have to just proceed without me and continue.
Well, I got the idea that he was dealing with one of these automated phone answering systems.
He was dealing with an automated phone answering system. They asked him every question under the sun, the most personal information I had ever heard, a social security number, birth date, address, former address, everything that you could possibly imagine, unable to talk to a human being, and he has to go through this automated system in order to get documentation to refute the Carfax. And I sat here and watched this for 15 minutes. I actually joked around about tying a tie around my neck and hanging myself because I couldn't believe that anybody would put somebody through that kind of an atrocity. And we both joked about the fact that there's probably a number of people sitting in the room that are listening to this and laughing about it, just the same as the Bilderberg group or people behind closed doors would be laughing at some of the ideas that they come up with through some of these think tanks, you know. But it just made me realize in sitting here watching this, Tim, of how the screws continue to turn on us, Judge Napolitano calls the sheep. And that's why it is imperative that we wake people up, because they cannot continue to do this to us unless we let them. So just thought I'd toss that out there. I know you want to do the show today on Martin Luther King, which is great.
Actually, it's not on Martin Luther King Jr. It's on Henry David Thoreau and his essay on civil disobedience.
Well, that shows you how out of touch I am. See, I don't have any access to a phone line, to the internet, or anything else. I'm stuck with just this cell phone, which puts us in the almost the covered wagon days, doesn't it? Where you've got the reins and you're driving down the road, Tim. So,
well, it's almost to the point of where you've got one of these really long extension cords.
Okay, well, I don't know a lot about Henry David Thoreau, so why don't you take us down that path?
Well, at this point, what we'll do is most people don't realize that he wrote an absolutely excellent essay on the right and the use of civil disobedience, and it was originally published as a treatise or essay called Resistance to Civil Government. This was done in 1849, and this was as a result of his going to jail for refusing to pay a poll tax, a tax that was levied on everybody there in Massachusetts for the support of the Mexican War of Aggression against Mexico. And he was completely against it, and he ended up going to jail. Ralph Waldo Emerson ended up visiting him in jail, and chided him and said, "Why are you in jail?" And Thoreau responded, "Why are you still out there?" Thoreau's point was is that just men, based upon their justness and their rightness, would often be put in jail. In fact, that's where they belong if they live in an unjust society. And he was definitely a forerunner, shall we say, a major inspiration to some of the freedom fighters and what we would call nonviolent freedom protesters throughout subsequent centuries. He influenced Mahatma Gandhi. He influenced, obviously, Martin Luther King Jr. He influenced people around the world. And so his treatise, his essay on civil disobedience or resistance to government or resistance to civil government specifically, I just don't understand why it's not taught as much as it was earlier in the 20th century.
Well, it's not taught anymore, I would assume, because they don't want any civil disobedience anymore, Tim. Wouldn't that be correct?
Well, I would have to agree. In fact, during the 1950s, McCarthy, or the famous guy from Appleton, Wisconsin, where, by the way, John Birch Society is as well, McCarthy, or Tail Gunner Joe, I think he went by, Joe McCarthy found out that a textbook that was being used in a lot of different schools In fact, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was the United States Information Service included a standard book in their libraries around the world, a textbook which had reprinted Thoreau's Civil Disobedience. And Joe McCarthy succeeded in having the book removed from the shelves specifically because of Thoreau's essay.
Interesting, because that ties right in with the book that I'm going to review Wednesday with Judge Andrew Napolitano, A Nation of Sheep, and that, you know, they're purporting that we live in a democracy, which is nothing more than a majority rule. And the problem is, Tim, that the majority of Americans, the ones that have, you know, the majority rules, the majority of Americans are dumbed down, mind-numbed, propagandized Americans that will be led to the slaughter. And then you've got McCarthy here that's pulling succeeding in getting this book by Henry David Thoreau pulled off the shelf by or for civil disobedience. And it's sad that we don't have a number of copies of that book to distribute, because if we could just get people to read or even put it in a DVD form, maybe we'd succeed in waking more people up, do you think?
Well, I hope so. In fact, Michael, what I plan to do in between phone calls is I have taken his treatise and I've pared it down some. It's an abridged version. And we're going to go through some of it later. We're going to go through and find out what are some of these key points that he brings up in his article. But it is available, ladies and gentlemen. It is available for free on the internet for you to download. You can get annotated versions and just the straight text as it is. It's very easy to obtain and get a hold of. So there's no excuse not to be able to read it for yourself.
Let me ask you, how long of a dissertation is it, Tim?
I believe when I printed it out in 12 point with 3/4 inch margins all around the page, I had maybe 18 pages.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, you know, maybe it's going to be hundreds of pages long.
No, not at all. It's really relatively short. It makes a small booklet, actually. It's not a long treatise. It's just that it's very impacting. It's very important. It reminds me quite a bit. In fact, Albert J. Nock, who was in wrote for Liberty Magazine. He wrote for Ideas on Liberty, the Freeman magazine. I think, in fact, he may have started the Freeman magazine. Albert J. Nock wrote a wonderful treatise called Our Enemy, the State. And this is another excellent, excellent essay that's not very big, but it has a lot of impact. And that's in the same vein as Bastiat's The Law. His essay on what is the law, why do people obey the law, how is the law used as a fulcrum against public interest.
And this is exactly the kind of information, you know, and it brings me back to the pamphlet. I believe I had a caller that called in and was talking about making up a pamphlet, and I think that RBN on their website has a pamphlet they're including with the Freedom to Fascism video that is being put out. And you know, that Freedom to Fascism video is a catalyst that would open up people's eyes enough to read the enclosed pamphlet. And if we enclose other pamphlets such as this treatise with David Henry Thoreau, and other things that cause people to think, and it's not just, I'm not just talking about you and me, I'm talking about the listening audience out there that would, you know, take the time to just disseminate the information out in the course of their everyday life. And this is what we need to do. You know, there is an awakening going on. There is, we're making strides at you know, elevating the consciousness of the American people with the gut churning that they have going on inside, that they know something's wrong. We're here. This is the right time. This is now. But we need to have the assistance of the listening audience to help us to, you know, wake up enough minds to you know, get Ron Paul's attention, for crying out loud. By the way, now I've been a little bit out of touch. I understand that Ron Paul came in, what, third in Nevada? Is that right?
No, number two.
We came in number two in Nevada.
Yeah, I believe it was number two, yeah. And, of course, the news media totally ignored that.
Well, now, I saw a little blurb. And it went by so quick on this mainstream television station here in Indianapolis, and they downplayed it. And I thought that they said that he was third, and they Mitt Romney had won, and they made a big deal out of that.
Michael, I tell you what, when we get back from the break, I'll pull up the information and we'll take a look at it directly.
How's that? Very good, Tim. Yeah, good.
All right.
All right, folks,
we're going to be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us here on the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, America, we're back. Hey, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking here at an article from the L.A. Times, and the L.A. Times starts off with it and goes, boy, oh boy, hidden behind the hoopla, headlines, and the Nevada caucus victories of Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton is one little noticed but stunning political development. And number, Ron Paul, the one-time Libertarian candidate and 10-term Republican congressman from Texas, was in second place. That's right, second place. 72-year-old OBGYN, who's always on the end of the line at the GOP debates or barred altogether, was running ahead of John McCain, Fred Thompson, Rudy Giuliani, and, in fact, ahead of all other Republicans except Romney, who easily captured his second state in a week after Michigan.
Well, I tell you what, I saw a little blurb on it on the mainstream news the other night, and I didn't recall. I thought they said third. Maybe they did say second. What was interesting about it is they made this big deal out of Romney and Hillary Clinton, and they were loud about it, boisterous. Oh, and you know, Mitt Romney won Nevada, yada yada yada. And Ron Paul won second. That was it.
Yeah.
About 1 or 2 seconds. But on the other side of the coin, and what's really fascinating to me. Is on this same news segment, Tim, they spent no less than 10 minutes interviewing two different basketball coaches and elaborating on a memory that one of them had of a basket that was made 1971, and the crowd went wild, and the score was there, and they went into all the nuances and the emotions that were going on there, and they gave Ron Paul 1 second, 1.5 seconds of a mention. And this is just amazing, is what they do to try to downplay it, and this is all the more reason why, as I say, we are the ones that have to get the word out. We are the new media. We are the people that are speaking the truth, you know. And as you know, Tim, I don't own a TV. I don't watch TV. So when I sit here being away from the TV for so long a time, now I'm in a position where I sit and I watch, and I know exactly what they do, why they do it, and it's just a completely different form of entertainment now. It's more of a comedy routine.
In fact, the news is entertainment. It has nothing to do with really being news. It's what people are interested in. It's bread and circuses for the masses, for the people. That's all it really is. Hey, we got a caller on the line, Mike. Would you like to take a call? All right, Malcolm in Illinois, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello?
Hello. How you doing, Malcolm?
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Well. All right,
thank you. For you?
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say, I didn't want to take too much of your time, that Saturday I was watching MSNBC News, and I had saw Ron Paul in second place in the South Carolina primaries. He was in second place at 18% behind McCain, who had 21%, and Mitt Romney was in third with 16%. I was happy. Chris Matthews said, "I'm not reporting this." And within 5 minutes, as I kept watching, Ron Paul dropped from second to fourth, then fifth place with 4%. I immediately started calling around. I wrote it down. The time I saw it was like 6:15 Chicago time on MSNBC News.
It does not surprise us at all.
Right.
Well, as we know, Malcolm, and again, I could just go by the preponderance of the evidence. We've got Bev Harris behind the scenes looking into this with the recounts going on and so forth. And, there's no question in my mind that there's a lot of hanky-panky going on. And I said this on my show last week. It's almost like these candidates are basically dancing to the tune of the elite, and it's all for show. They're really not up there to try to gain our vote, because the vote is already in. It's already fixed, and I'm pretty well convinced of that based upon the outcome of these primaries to this point. Matt, what about you?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I remember I got a newspaper. This was last week. I got a Sun-Times newspaper, and it had the picture of the candidates. It had Hillary first, Barack Obama's picture came second, then it had the order of the picture of the Republican candidates. My point is, later on that day, Mitt Romney ended up winning, which was the order they had in the newspaper. Mitt Romney first, then McCain, then Hillary Clinton, then Barack Obama. The same order they had in the newspaper earlier that day, they ended up winning later on that evening. So it's all staged, yeah.
Tim, what are your thoughts on it?
Oh, well, we dealt with this also on Saturday on the program that we did, Fred Smart and I, Seize Liberty. It comes down to this. South Carolina's voting is unconstitutional according to their own constitution. No votes are to be counted in private or in secret. And there is no way for a voting machine, and they use them all across the state in South Carolina, there's no way for one of those electronic Diebold or one of the other companies' voting machines with a proprietary software to not count votes in secret. So I would certainly hope that somebody in the state of South Carolina would make a constitutional challenge to the use of these voting machines. So I'm not surprised at all. In fact, Fox News, back to the thing in Nevada, Fox News completely ignored Ron Paul beating McCain. They put McCain as number two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they did that on all the channels, though.
Yeah.
When I saw that one on South Carolina, and when I seen what NBC did, I looked at the rest of them, and all of them just ignored Ron Paul, period.
All the more reason, guys, why it's up to us. It's up to the listening audience. It's time to hit the streets door-to-door with pamphlets and copies of Freedom the Fascism.
Yeah, there you go, Michael. We got to do it, folks. All right, we got another break coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us here on American Awakening on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Here we go, Michael.
Yes, sir. I love that song,
we
boy.
We won't back down.
That runs a close second to the Dixie Chicks. You know that?
Yes, it does.
You know,
although I tell you, on Seize Liberty though, I got that Carl Klang one. We Want Our Country Back. I managed to get that in as our theme song. I like that one too.
I don't believe I've heard that one.
Ah, well, you will.
Okay. Well, no. I tell you what. Speaking of that, you say, "Well, I've got that one put on your bumper music." I have to tell you, I'm suffering from withdrawals out here. I'm a quarter of a mile of any line that can even be run in for internet service, and I miss RBN. I'm a listener when I'm not on the air, and it's like not having your fix when you can't get the information. I've got a number of favorite shows that I can't listen to while I'm out of town, and it's not sitting well with me.
See what happens when you get addicted to the truth, because you can handle it.
But you know what, Timmy? I'll tell you what. You know, it doesn't matter whether you love it like I do or whether you hate it. Some of these people that I've come into contact with, you know, and I have talked to a few people since I've been here, and I start sharing the some of the information. Of course, you know, you have to kind of treat them with kid gloves.
Right.
But I've run into a couple of people who are very objective about it, but then, you know, you continue to lay the information on to a point where they want to stop talking about it, not because they think that you're a tinfoil hat-wearing fool, but they stop because they get so depressed that they can't handle anymore, so you have to give them time to let it absorb in and then continue with it when they're ready to hear more.
Well, not only that, Michael, but one of the things I've really objected to on a lot of, shall we say, Patriot Radio, and I'm not just talking at all about RBN, but I'm talking about the whole gamut of all the Internet sites, all the over-air sites. There seems to be a plethora of negative news, negativity, rather than saying, look, yeah, this is what's wrong, but here's what you can do to fix it. Here's what you can do about it. And taking it and saying, you know, taking a variation, shall we say, of that Samuel Adams quote, that it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but a small, vocal, tireless minority setting brush fires in people's minds.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like the little thorn in your hiney or the mosquito that won't go away. You know, and you know, they'll change things just to shut you up. But, you know, it's always been that way. There's only a small percentage of people, even going back to the Revolutionary War, that actually stood up and fight. The other 95% or whatever stood on the sidelines and, you know, said, yeah, we hope you win. You know, but the bottom line is it's the diligent people, and I'm talking about the listening audience, too, and this is why I keep advocating people to come in and listen to RBN and motivate yourself. You know, give yourself the initiative, even at a small scale, to put a bumper sticker on your car, to hand them a Freedom of Fascism, give them a pamphlet along with it, and then be there in case they have any questions and invite them to church, and the church is RBN.
Yeah, there we go. Truth Church. Speaking of...
I find that it works, though, Tim.
Yes, and, it does. It does. You know, it's very simple, Michael. The idea, this is what was so beautiful about Rousseau's work, From Freedom to Fascism, is that woke up a lot of people, and it still is continuing to wake up a lot of people. The idea of using either small pamphlets or DVDs and passing them out to people is still the way to do it. It's a 21st century form of pamphleteering.
Exactly. And, you know, I've noticed on my website, of course, the listening audience knows that, you know, I can track the hits and what state they're in and so forth. But, you know, as I go out through my tricks, I've noticed that, and my son has many, many of my business cards that I've given him that he has passed out, and I noticed that there's more and more people that are tuning in from Indianapolis area, from Indiana altogether. There's more and more people that are tuning in from Scottsdale, Arizona, and from Phoenix, Arizona, from the treks that I've been out and passed out cards and sat down and talked to objective people. And this is what we all have to do. It's not difficult to do, and if you're not illiterate, you can't talk to people, simply pass out here, you know, take a look at Freedom to Fascism, tell me what you think about it, and hand them a pamphlet along with it. And even if you plant the seed, Tim, and it doesn't take root that day or that week or that month, it's going to take root as soon as they run across something that happens in their lives, they can relate back to what it was that they saw or what it was that they read and say, you know what, I remember I read that there. Then they'll go read it again or they'll go watch it again. And then it'll take root and grow and blossom, and that's what we need to do. Time's limited, buddy. You know, we don't have a lot of time left.
They are definitely putting the walls up, if you will. Maybe the better. You heard that old story about the trapper in the Okefenokee Swamp?
No,
you haven't. Oh, Michael.
But you're going to tell it to me. Go ahead.
You bet I am, because I've told it before, and I'm going to tell it. Look, I'm going to just do the short version of it. George Gordon does a really good version, but this is the short version. Basically, apparently during the Revolutionary War, there was a herd of swine that got loose, and they became feral, wild, out there in the Okefenokee Swamps, and they became rather vicious, mated with some of the wild boars, and became a rather wild, terrorizing bunch of pigs that were very intelligent, wily, and nobody could trap them, and people were a little scared of them. Oh, somewhere in the 1800s, some old guy pulls into one of the towns around the swamp and goes into the general store and says, "Hey, I need to get some timber and some lumber, and I need to get some nails and posts and feed. I need a whole bunch of feed." And they go, "Wow, okay. Well, what you going to be doing there, trapper?" And he says, "I'm going to catch those pigs." And they all laughed and hooted. Okay, well, that's fine. Well, he goes off into the Okefenokee Swamp. What he did is that he found a clearing, and he just started to put down a bunch of feed. And he just sat there and relaxed and hung out, and pretty soon the pigs came, checked it out, realized there was food. After a while, they got so used to the free food and him being there, they didn't mind him getting up and walking around the clearing and starting to lay out a corral. Well, at some point, that corral was built, the gate was shut, and the farmer or the trapper came back into town to hire some people to help him load the pigs up onto the wagon and bring them on in. Same thing with us. We've got a corral that's being built up around us. It could be an electronic corral. You could call it. In fact, I was going to ask you if you've been doing any flying. Have you seen the handheld black lights that they're starting to use at the airports now to check your IDs?
Actually, no, I haven't noticed that. And when I went through security at the airport, frankly, I had no issues at all. And,
well, that
and
was
of
good.
Course. Yeah, and of course, me being in my position, I'm always waiting for it, you know. But it seems to be, you know, if anything, a little bit lax. And I'm wondering, with this national ID card coming in May and them saying, "Oh, you have to take a national ID or you're not going to be able to get on an airplane, not going to be able to go into a federal building." And I'm wondering how that is going to ultimately affect the airlines because, you know, like we said, it only takes a small percentage of people, and I'm thinking that last time I was on a jet, not this time, but the time before, I talked to a flight attendant that told me that the only airline that was really in the black and not having substantial financial difficulties was Southwest Airlines. And with that, if even, I think, 30% of the people, maybe not even that, refused to fly, refused to get the national ID card, it would force a lot of these airlines into bankruptcy. And what it looks like is happening is, I mean, and this is the way I visualize this, is they may be doing this by design to basically federalize just a few airlines, if you know what I mean.
But yeah, we can, idea.
Yeah, and we can stop this. You know, the main thing is, you know, they cannot do to us what they're doing to us. The solution, I'm convinced, Tim, is education. Because the only reason they get away with this is because we let them, number one. Number two, the reason that a lot of these draconian legislation is passed through is because the majority of us in this country are still sheep. And the reason we're still sheep is because we're not educated and because we don't read.
Well, Michael, it's more than that. Now, let's face it. We're right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and it takes a certain kind of person, an intelligent person, a person who cares about their environment, who cares about their country, who's going to spend the time listening to RBN. And these are the people who are educated. It takes one more step, and that is the step that Henry David Thoreau talked about, and Martin Luther King Jr., and Gandhi, and just about, you know, a number of others, and that is civil disobedience. The willingness to break the law because the law is an ass.
Well, but Tim, let me insert something here. When you say civil disobedience, by virtue of just the fact of not doing something, not taking a national ID card, not going down to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles and letting them look up your hiney with a microscope and giving you an RFID chip and your driver's license, that in itself is civil disobedience.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. See, I mean, we're talking more than just boycott. I mean, I've been boycotting the airlines for a long time now. I won't fly. I refuse to fly. And it's not because I'm scared of flying. I love to fly, but I'm not going to go through that anymore. I'm done with it.
Well, I made that decision, about a year and a half ago, but there are certain circumstances which I had no choice, one of which was my daughter's wedding back
there
in June.
There are extenuating circumstances. That's understandable. But I have written the airlines and let them know I refuse to fly as long as they continue to comply. I'm sorry, I just got a note here. If they continue to comply, it's going to just continue going on. We have here an e-book version here, and I just I remember I just noticed that the other day, as a matter of fact, on the republicbroadcasting.org, we have an e-book version of Unintended Consequences. The book, Unintended Consequences. It's an excellent, excellent read, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's the author of that book, Tim?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. And maybe John Ross. Thank you, Kerry. Kerry's helping me out here. John Ross, excellent, excellent book. In fact, I remember reading a review from John about the harassment that he himself has had to put up with from the federales because he wrote this book.
Well, that's par for the course, isn't it? There's a number of people that step up to the plate and write a book, do an essay, they come out and they speak truth to power, and same thing happens to them, so that's not a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, listen, Tim, I tell you, as much as I hate to, because I get on here and I start talking to you and we're doing the show, and I would love to stay, but my phone is starting to break up here a little bit. My minutes are running low, and I'm going to have to bail.
All right. We're going to let you bail and remind everybody, I'll be on tomorrow, and then you have got that great interview
coming up with
Judge Napolitano
Wednesday. I want to remind people again. I mean this emphatically, folks. You need to call everybody you know and get them to tune in the show, because there may very well be a very big surprise at the bottom of the first hour of my show on Wednesday. So call everybody you know. And also, I want to put out a plug for Cardivite Don Wiskin, because you know what? That's what keeps me going, motivated, focused, and looking good. running around the parking lot 10 times. And also John Onesti. So you guys have a good one. I will be back on the air Wednesday with Judge Napolitano. And Timmy, ride the reins and take the covered wagon further.
Talk to you later, buddy. Thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it. Yes, and another little plug, folks. On Thursday, he is going to have, I'm sorry, I forgot his name. Oh, that's terrible. It was on the top of my head, the tip of my tongue, and it immediately flew out my brain. I think his name is Thomas James, and he's the gentleman who has the hempusa.org. And at the bottom of the hour, you heard the commercial. The guitar playing, singing, talking guy about Hemp USA. Michael is going to be having him on Thursday for his program. We've got George on the line from Florida. Let's go to George. How you doing, George?
Hey, good afternoon. If Michael's listening, can you have him call a cell phone number for me?
I can. You can give the number to the board operator, and we can possibly get it to Michael. I don't know. I don't think he's actually able to listen unless he's still hanging on the line. He's trying to conserve his minutes on his phone.
Well, anyway, I'll just pass the message on to him once you pull me off the air. You know, the thing is about Dr. Martin Luther King birthday?
Yeah.
I do not really think it should be Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, because I will tell you why. A lot of people in the civil rights movement gave their lives just more brutal than Dr. Martin Luther King for the same reason, civil disobedience, standing up to unjust laws.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, up in Sumter County, back in the 1940s and 50s, white people and black people, you know, stood up against the Klan.
Yep.
And a lot of white pastors stood up against the Klan, and they don't really talk about that. I mean, it was not just black people who brought about the civil rights movement. It was a lot of white preachers in the churches railing against this immorality, this injustice.
Well, that's true. That's true. I think he was one of these people who was a focus. And look, I know my father was from Florida, George, and I grew up with a Southern mentality. My mom was from Louisiana, and I grew up with that, and I understand where a lot of folks are coming from with that. But the fact is right, and wrong is wrong, and to subjugate a people or a group of people simply on the basis of how much melanin is in their skin tone and how much it just isn't right. I can imagine being a white person and going to Africa and having to live in a predominantly black culture, foreign culture, if you will, and be concerned about prejudice against and bigotry against me. You know, the shoe can fit on both feet. And it came down to the bottom line is that he was one of the main spokespeople. I'm not saying the man was perfect. I read all the stories. I know he had peccadilloes and adulteries, and I know he had – there's question as to whether or not his doctorate degree should still be there because of supposed plagiarism. I know all that stuff. He's a human being. He had failings just like all the rest of us. The fact of the matter is, though, when it came time to stand up and put his life on the line for a greater cause than himself, a bigger cause, a cause that dealt with truth and reality, he did it, and he eventually paid for it.
And you know, at
the very least,
we
need to do that now with this country now. Because we have people who are subjugating us worse than what this country has ever been through before.
All right, can you have the producer pass the message on? I'll give him my phone number.
Yep, you hang on. We're going to be going to a break. All right, and we will be back, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 minutes here on The American Awakening. Your substituting host, Tim Wingate, will be back. Stick with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, America, to the American Awakening, here with your substitute host, Tim Wingate, sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog. And we are talking and been talking about a lot of different things today, and we are talking a little bit about Martin Luther King Jr., because today is the official federally recognized holiday, and you have rallies and meetings and different people doing different things around the country, some celebrating, some protesting. Anyway, we are talking, and what I will be getting into next hour is I will be getting into what is commonly called, the many times called, the root of passive or peaceful civil disobedience, and that is the treatise by Henry David Thoreau, literally called Resistance to Civil Government, which then later got retitled Civil Disobedience. And so we'll be getting into and talking about that and some of these ideas. And I'll be reading to you from this an abridged version, if you will. I understand that we just lost a couple of our callers. Oh, all right. Well, there we go. Let's see here. Oh, Malcolm. Do we still have Malcolm on?
Hello? Yes.
Hey, Malcolm, you came back, huh?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about Martin Luther King. I know the other caller before was saying that he didn't think Martin Luther King Day should be given to him because there was other people who marched too. But I think the point that he is missing is that we honor Dr. King is being honored because of the spirit he had and the work, the action that he took during his life in protesting and taking a stand against a corrupt system.
That's right.
You know, and
you don't have to like everything about the man to at least recognize that heroic part of him.
Exactly, exactly. And it's the substance of what he did. And now what gets me, and maybe it's what gets your other caller too, I don't know, but is the fact that this holiday is more about commercial. when they talk about him, you have people grandstanding on his name, and they're selling things, and it's not. We have disconnected from the true substance of what he was about. I'll tell you something. If Dr. King was alive today, he wouldn't have a place in mainstream media. He would be like me, getting on RBN just to get a voice.
We might be like Ron Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Struggling out there and having support, but yet not getting his name really out there with the rest of everybody. Well,
yeah, yeah. You were speaking of civil disobedience, and there's
right.
So many ideas that we could do to protest. And for instance, this voting fraud thing really gets me that. And we need to. I mean, if need be, like with Dr. King, what would he do? He probably would want to. A group of people that just stand in front of the doors of the voting machines and either block people from going in to voting and protest, or he would probably want to take this thing to court, or he would probably want to use a gathering of people to block the precincts from the voting machines coming out until he probably would want to have a sit-in. And refuse to let the people.
Well, I'm not sure that he would actually be involved in trying to stop other people from voting.
No, not from voting, but to get the ballot count,
right.
Not to prevent them, but to get
right.
the ballot count. He probably would stand.
Get something done. Malcolm, can you hang on?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have you hang on through to the next hour, folks. We're gonna be back. We got the beginning of the second hour coming up here, so. We will be back in about, 2 minutes or so. So stick with us here on the American Awakening. We've got some other good stuff to talk about here. Civil disobedience, resistance to unlawful government, illegitimate government. We'll be back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. We'll be back.
Since 1980.